Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you joined us today.
And yes, for those of you who have not heard us before, Gulf Coast Nutrition, we are the store of the same name located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. You've been away for a while.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. You've been producing television.
I have.
Producing television.
I know, it's
big
been
producer
wonderful.
Now.
Well, I've been helping. I'm not the sole producer. You'd have to call me like one of the mini associates.
what
one
is
of
it
the minions.
But tell us
I'm
what
a minion.
It is. You're not a minion. You're more than a minion.
I'm a minion. But no. I've been working with Brenda Watson. Probably a lot of our listeners know that I've had a long relationship with Brenda Watson, and I still work with her, as well as work at the store. Mm-hmm. And we've been actually producing some new PBS series where a lot of listeners know she's had PBS shows. This is more of a 13-part series, and it's actually about natural health breakthroughs. And so we've been traveling around the country and interviewing top name scientists and doctors in the area. It's been really, really fascinating, and I've been learning quite a bit, learning a lot about stem cells this past week. Before that, we were dealing with a lot of gut-brain connection and talking to doctors at UCLA, professors, and things like that. But this week, we've been doing a lot of stem cell things. And we were over in Orlando talking to a doctor who's using stem cell for heart regeneration, injecting stem cells at the time where they're operated on to do the bypass and such, and injecting those stem cells into the tissue and seeing a regeneration of the heart tissue, as well as revascularization of the heart. So it was just amazing, the results that they're getting. And then we were just down in Miami talking to Dr. Barth Green, who actually heads up an organization and a nonprofit he's actually trying to find the cure for paralysis using stem cells. And he as well has been having amazing results. So it's been very, very fascinating learning about stem cells and where they're getting them. And a lot of people think embryonic, but that's not what they're doing. They're actually getting adult stem cells from your own body is what they do, usually from the fat tissue. So it's been really fascinating. They're also using stem cells in eye health and regenerating the eye for people who have eye issues and retinal problems.
And I know that's one of the main things. I mean, if you thought about it, you know, if people gave you a choice, would you rather lose the use of an arm or lose your sight? Would you rather lose the use of your ears or your sight?
That's a hard choice.
Well, no. People always pick the eyes last. They always want to keep their vision. They always
I'd want to keep my vision, too.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And that's why the eye health is so important. And just being able to see well, and especially as we start to get older, when you get into your 50s, 60s, and beyond, the eye health can deteriorate, and sometimes it's very insidious, and it creeps along. And I mean, it's just so important to people, especially. I've spoken to many people who are over 50 and 60, and a lot of them, it's kind of funny. I mean, they say, you know, I don't want to lose my driver's license because I love to drive around, especially at these older communities where people live. And they say, you know, I am like the big rock star because I can drive, you know, and some of my friends can't. And, you know, they tell me, and by the way, if you can drive at night, the ladies think you are George Clooney. So really, I mean,
I think you heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I did. I heard that somewhere. But I just had to pass it on because someone, you know, the ladies are looking at you like, hey, let's go ride with Horby. You know, he's, but no, really. So there are some things that you want to make sure that you can do supplement-wise to keep your eyes healthy and your vision lasting longer, whether it comes to reading, whether it comes to driving, those things that are just so important. You take those things away, not that you have to lose 100% of your vision, but just any portion of it starts to deteriorate, it will start to affect your life and your lifestyle critically in general.
Throughout. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things we see when you're over 50, getting over 50 and over 60, one of those insidious things is called macular degeneration. And for those who haven't heard of that before, there are two different forms. There's the most popular, the dry form of macular degeneration. There's also the wet form of macular degeneration. And one of the things you want to do is, well, of course, if you start to notice that you're getting vision loss or change in vision, you must immediately go to your eye doctor. But if you're over 50 and 60, you should get your eyes checked regularly once a year whether you have glasses or not. It's one of the main things. People say, oh, I don't have glasses. I've never had to wear glasses. I've never had a problem with my vision. Therefore, I don't need to get my eyes checked. But you do really, after you're getting over 50 and 60, to go in once a year and have your eyes dilated and have an eye doctor look in your eye and determine, hey, you might have, for example, the dry form of macular degeneration. And that's where, just to explain it, the macula inside the eye, you have the retina at the back of the eye with the rods and the cones, those cells that pick up the differences. The rods pick up the shapes, the cones pick up the color. And then right in the very center in the back of the eye is called the macula. That's that spot that's a little darker yellowish spot in there that's a focal point for your light that your eye focuses on. It's got extra cones in there for extra color pickup. But what will happen is, and of course it gets its critical color because it has more lutein and zeaxanthin in those areas. We'll talk about what that is in a bit. But what can happen is the dry form, you basically get these deposits or these plaques on the retina, and especially in the macula, to form that start to cause the retina to not function properly. And then you start to get these spots in the center of the eye, these, for you, black spots that you wouldn't see around. And you'd say, oh, my gosh, I'm having trouble seeing now. It comes on very insidiously, though, where you start to think you might or might not be able to see, and then eventually it creeps along, so you want to get your eyes checked.
Is that what's called floaters?
No. Floaters are a different thing. But actually, people who have the macular degeneration of a severe level, it's really strange. They get these, I think they were called Charles Bonnet syndrome, which is from a man in 1760 who started noticing that the brain will fill in what is missing. And sometimes you'll think you see something in that black spot, but it's really just your brain filling in with a hallucination. And so people think see things in these black.
That's
just
interesting.
Like you have a phantom limb syndrome where your arm is cut off, but you still think you feel it. So the eyes and the brain starts to fill in those black spots. And that's why sometimes people don't notice things, but they think they see something in its place. It's very strange, but that's for another time, another show.
And speaking of show, if you haven't gathered this already, we're talking about eye health today, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio. So that's very interesting that what's the difference between, you said dry, what about the wet?
Oh, yes. With the wet form, what will happen is it's a vascular issue where the blood vessels that are right underneath your retina will start to vascularize more. They'll start to branch out more. They may start to bulge up against the retina, and you might notice some distortion in vision. If you look at some straight lines, they might appear wavy, for example. But what can happen is those blood vessels are very fragile. They can break, they can damage, and you'll get bleeding back behind the retina, and you start to get a loss of vision that way. So the reason I bring up these two different types is that one type will be good for certain supplements to help you out, to help regenerate provide nutrients for the back of the eye, whereas there are some others that you have the wet form that you want to avoid.
We're going to be giving them that information certainly in a little bit about what supplements you can do for these type of conditions for the eye, even eye strain, which is very important. A lot of people who are working on computers all day get a lot of eye strain, that right. type of thing.
Well,
but
that's a different one. I think Eyebright is the herb for that, right?
Right. Yeah. Eyebright is very helpful for that.
Yeah, but that's a different scenario than what we're talking about, right?
Well, I'm just saying we're talking about eye health.
Oh, so, okay. The eye general.
Yeah,
not
the
just,
eye
okay.
in general. I mean, I know you're mentioning macular degeneration and the two different forms. You know, that's really important because I wonder if that many people know the difference, whether they have dry form or wet form. They're probably told that when it's discovered that they have macular degeneration, correct?
Right. And what happens a lot of times if you just leave your doctor's office saying, oh, I have macular degeneration, but you don't write down which form you have, and then you go into, let's say, a health food store or somewhere, or you hear somewhere where they say, these things are good for macular degeneration, take this, it might be the wrong thing for you. So you really want to know if you have a certain type of macular degeneration, which one you have.
To know that, and I bet a lot of health food stores don't even know that. So they may be suggesting the wrong thing, which is important for our listeners to know. If you do have this situation, you need to continue listening so you know which supplements that you can take and can't take depending on what type of macular degeneration you have. And I know we have a lot of elderly population here, so it's certainly important. Now, this usually happens. This is more age-related,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's called age-related macular degeneration as one of those particular ways that it is described. And also, Brenda B., we'll be giving away some nutrient supplements in the second half of our show.
Right. The I formula, we're going to be giving away an I formula that has a lot of the nutrients that we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show.
Right. So you stay tuned for that number. And again, for those who do not know, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
And come in and see us. And don't forget about your free tune-up.
Okay.
That's where we actually will help you look at your supplements. We want you to bring in all your supplements and what's going on with you, and we'll take a look and see if you're taking the right things or if you're actually wasting money, if you're doubling up on things. So make sure you call and schedule your free tune-up.
So in a minute, we'll be covering more on eye health. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.